Hello, hello, hello. One moment while I put on my headphones and double check the sound here. That radio show that was just on was pretty great, huh? I hated bursting in and taking over for a minute. Oh, here we go. Here are some headphones. I'll be able to hear everything in a second. This is the Synchronicity Hour, by the way. And I'm Grace Donahue. Hold on a second while I plug these in. Okay, I can hear, I can't hear anything, but it looks like it's coming out loud and clear right here. So, the Synchronicity Hour tonight is travel song themed, which is pretty exciting. Hi. Travel song themed, and I basically, okay, there's been a lot of confusion about what that means. Because some people were thinking it was like movie montage travel music, which I think is really lame, and I don't want it to be like that at all. And what I meant was songs that remind me of times when I've been traveling or moving or just, you know, in a car for really long periods of time. So the first song I'm going to play is one of my personal favorites forever. But specifically because my best friend and I once drove around through the entire night in the Amherst, Hadley, Northampton, East Hampton, Pioneer Valley area playing this whole album on a little tape in her car. And I don't know, it was really great. And this song is awesome. It's called All I Really Want by Alanis Morissette. I'm going to get my whiny girl music out of the way first, and then you're going to hear a bunch of other stuff, which is awesome. So, you know, have higher hopes for what I'm playing. If you don't like Alanis, just hold on. All right, here we go.
Do I stress you out? My sweater is on backwards and inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I can't help it. And there I go, jumping before the country has gone. I'm
about your bills, your ex, your deadlines, or when you think you're gonna die, or did you long for the next distraction? And all I need now is intellectual intercourse, a soul that takes the whole much deeper. And I have no concept of time or burden if it's dying. If only I could kill. Some peace, man. A place to find a common ground. And all I really want is a wavelength. Oh, 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 oh. And all I really want is some comfort. A way to get my hands untied.
Yeah, so that was All I Really Want by Alanis Morissette off of Jagged Little Pill, which was huge when I was, I don't know, six, maybe? I don't know. This summer, I read this whole book that was about David Foster Wallace, and probably most people don't care about this at all, but who listens at midnight anyway? Actually, I know for sure that one of my friends, well, a couple of my friends are listening right now. And thank you guys so much for doing that. But okay, so the point of my story that I started 2 seconds ago is I read this book about David Foster Wallace this summer, and I found out that he was a huge Alanis Morissette fan, and it made me feel like I was in good company. Honestly, he was a really funny guy, like really fucking funny. But one of my traveling songs, and now I'm gonna play a song that I really love, and I didn't realize I loved it because I thought that I really didn't like Kanye West for a while. I was persuaded into thinking that I didn't really like him for a long time. But I actually really love the song, and the horns kill me anytime I listen to it. And I just think it's like a wonderful song for driving at night and to blast on any stereo system. So here we go, All of the Lights.
All of the lights. Nigga dead. I slapped my girl, she called the feds. I did that time and spent that bread. I'm headed home, I'm almost there. I'm on my way, headed up the stairs. To my surprise, a nigga replacing me. I had to take him to that ghetto university.
All the lights,
top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of the lights.
Life, drug life, rock life, every night.
All of the lights,
turn up the lights in here, baby. my daughter, her mother, brother, grandmother, hate me in that order. Public visitation, we met at Borders, told her she'd take me back, I'll be more supportive. I made mistakes, I bumped my head, and court sucked me dry. I spent that bread, she need a daddy. Baby, please, can't let her grow up in that ghetto university.
All of the lights.
Top lights, flashlights, spotlights, strobe lights, street lights.
All of the lights, all of her lights.
Fast life, drug life, thug life, rock life, every night.
All of the lights, all of the lights in here, baby. Extra bright, I want y'all to see this. Turn up the lights in here, baby. You know what I need, want you to see everything. Want you to see all of the lights.
Get in mind, baby. Gotta let this nigga live.
Want you to see all of the lights.
Ooh, 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 ooh. I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams. I loved you then as I love you still. Though I put you on a pedestal, they put you on the pill. I don't feel bad about letting you go. I just feel sad about letting you know. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl. I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl. I love the words you wrote to me, but that was bloody yesterday. I can't survive on what you send every time you need a friend. I saw two shooting stars last night, I wished on them, but they were only satellites. It's wrong to wish on space hardware. I wish you'd care.
What I was just playing was a song by Billy Bragg, actually. A really, really early Billy Bragg song called The New England. I love it. I love it so much. It's just so jangly and loose. I don't know. It's a great song. And before that, I played The Devil Never Sleeps by Aaron and Wine. Another great jazzy, jangly song. Makes me feel like I'm on a train. I love trains. And now I'm going to play a request from my friend Aaron. It's called Drive That Fast by Kitchens of Distinction. And I don't actually own it. It's on YouTube. So bear with me for a moment. Hopefully it will play and sound wonderful.
You stand here in my heart.
we just got kind of a random walk-in request for a song. Someone walked into the yurt, and his name is Joe, and apparently he is visiting for a couple days, and he requested the song Jolene by Ray LaMontagne. So I'm going to play that for him now. And the last song that we heard was Drive That Fast by Kitchens of Distinction, and that was for Aaron. So here's Jolene by Ray LaMontagne.
Cocaine flame in my bloodstream, sold my coat when I hit Spokane, bought myself a hard pack of cigarettes in the early morning rain. Lately my hands, they don't feel like mine, my eyes been stung with dust and blinds. Held you in my arms one time, lost you just the same. Jolene, I ain't about to go straight. It's too late. I found myself face down in the ditch, oozing my hair, blood on my lips. A picture of you holding a picture of me in the pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. Still don't know what love means. Seen your face, felt a part of this human race. I've been living out of this here suitcase for way too long. Man needs something he can hold on to, 9-pound hammer or a woman like you. Either one of them things will. Pocket of my blue jeans. Still don't know what love means. Still don't know what love means. Jolene, la la.
So that was incredibly striking. Wow, what a good request. I gotta collect myself now. So I'm gonna play a song that I listened to a lot when I was in Sydney. And the actual reason why I wanted to do this show was that yesterday, for some reason, I started thinking about Australia really early in the morning. Like, I woke up really early, and then I was thinking about Australia maybe like 7 a.m. And I was meditating, actually, which is something I don't usually do, but it was pretty cool. And then from about 8 on through the rest of the day, I could just smell Sydney. And I could feel my house. And, like, in my head, I actually walked through all the rooms in my house, and I could feel the textures of the walls and the texture of the carpet on my feet and my bed and my couch, and, like, just, I could just feel it. I was able to walk outside the door and smell everything and imagine it so clearly. And I don't know, maybe it was some weird time warp thing, and I was suddenly, half of me was in last year or something, but it was just this really crazy, weird thing. So I have to play this song. It's called Fader by The Temper Trap. And there was one day I was walking around in North Ryde, where I lived in Australia, and it was beautiful and sunny and bright, and the birds were singing, and it was just like a gorgeous, gorgeous day. And all of a sudden, these crazy purple and black and blue clouds rolled in, and this huge thunderstorm just kind of followed me back to my house. A giant rumbling thunderstorm, and it was beautiful. And that happened all the time in Australia, my favorite weather. And this song just reminds me of that, because it's what was playing when that happened. So, listen.
Sun's coming down, harder, sun's coming down, harder burns the heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
So the next song, this one that I'm going to play right now, all I can say is it's for Nelson. And he should be listening. He's probably asleep. But if he can be, I'm sure he's listening. And I hope he enjoys this.
Take a look at me, get the picture fixed in your memory. I'm driven by the rhythm like the beat of a heart, and I won't stop until I
So that was pretty great. That's the Goofy movie. If anyone didn't pick up on that, that's a song from the Goofy movie. It's called Stand Out, and it's by Tevin Campbell. And I told Nelson something kind of embarrassing about my relationship to that movie. I think it came out when I was about 5 or 6, and I had a really, really big crush on Goofy's son in that movie. I thought he was, like, pretty much the coolest thing since sliced bread. And I had a big 6-year-old crush on him. And he sings that song and does an awesome dance for the girl that he has a crush on in the movie. See, I really liked it a lot. It really stuck with me. That's what someone has to do for me. Anyway, I'm going to play a song. This song... kind of funny. When I was in Australia, one of my best friends was always like, John Butler Trio, they're so great. And I sort of listened to him, but as with a lot of things surrounding this friend, I kind of also didn't listen to him that well until I left Australia. We just had one of those relationships where everything was a joke for the entire time that I was there. And it was wonderful. And it's still pretty funny. But, I never took him seriously, but this I should have taken seriously because the John Butler Trio are amazing, and I listened to their latest album, April Uprising, about 12 times on my flight back from Australia. Probably not that many because I also watched like 3 movies, but I bet I listened to it 5 times on my flight back. It's a long flight, and this is the first song off of that album. It's called Revolution. It's really exceptional.
Fire.
So this song is for Sam Bortle. That's all I have to say about it. It's for Sam.
The screen door slams, Mary's dress waves. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Hey, that's me and I want you only. Don't turn me home again, I just can't face myself alone again. Don't run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Oh, and that's all right with me. You can hide with your covers and study your pain. Because your lover's stars is in the rain. Waste your summer.
And with this last song, I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. It's my favorite song. Have a good one.
Darkest depths of morning.